Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm here with Train to Game design student Iddy Murray, aka Iddy Lissio 1987, on the Train to Game forums. She's here to tell me a bit about why she chose Train to Game and what her thoughts on the course are. But first of all, what first got you interested in video games?
I've got a good friend of mine, Marcus, to thank for that. While I was still in school, he got his first console, which was a PS2, got a whole load of games, dragged me around, and that was it, really. Sat me down, and I was hooked from there.
What games did he hook you on, then?
Final Fantasy games, Grand Theft Auto, Dynasty Warriors, all sorts.
Okay, so why did you choose to study of Train to Game?
My boyfriend told me about it to start with, and I signed up on the website for more info, and then actually forgot about it until I received a phone call from them, and the rep came round, and he spent a good hour or so just chatting with me, answered all my questions, and I thought, wow, this is better than going back to uni.
What had you done at university then?
I currently studied horse care and animal care. That was before I moved to Nottingham, and after that I kind of got into a bit of a rut of not being able to afford to go back into full-time education, so this was the ideal thing because I could work and do it in my spare time.
So what made you decide to go from a career based around animal care into game design, and why did you decide to take the game design course instead of one of the other Train to Game courses?
Well, I suppose I'd always had an interest in the games industry. When it came time to choose work experience for school, I tried to find somewhere I could do something similar, but there wasn't anything down in Somerset. And recently I figured that horses are more of an expensive hobby rather than a career, so kind of just stem from there, really.
Tell me a bit more about what you were doing before you started the Train to Game course, and what are you doing now?
I was just working. I've had a couple of jobs since moving to Nottingham, and I was just sort of mulling along in a bit of a boring, same old, samey day kind of thing.
And how are you finding balancing the Train to Game course around the rest of your life, then?
It's really easy, because every time I've got a spare 15 minutes, half an hour, I can grab the book, grab the CD-ROM and just get on with it.
And what's been your favourite part of the course so far?
So far it's been attending the game jam in Luton. That was a lot of fun, and I can't wait for the next one.
What did you particularly enjoy about the game jam, aside from the whole getting hands-on experience developing games?
Well, meeting new people, putting some names to faces of people I've met on the forums, and just the general atmosphere of working in a team and producing something you can be proud of.
And what do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
Hopefully get at least one of my exams out of the way and get as much of the course done as I can.
When you're finished with the course, what sort of job would you like to go into, first of all? And what would your ideal job be in the games industry?
Yeah, I'd like to try and get in with, eventually get in with one of the big AAA studios like Lionhead or Crytek or whatever. But to start with, I'd probably try and get in with a slightly smaller studio and then work my way up from there.
Okay, and finally, just tell me a little bit about what games you're playing at the moment.
At the moment, my boyfriend just bought Dragon Age 2, which looks rather interesting. So when he gets off of that, I'll have a go. I've got War for Cybertron waiting to be played again because I really enjoyed that. And just anything I can get my hands on, really.
Thanks, Iddy.
Thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.